D'mai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. A Makabel Olav Lios Neman. If a person in Am Haaretz wants to be trusted from now on, and that his fruits should not be considered D'mai, he's Makabel on himself to be trusted. Meiser Shu Oicha. So the first step, he has to be Meiser everything that he eats. And both Tosfos Yontif and Kibbeger bring the Rambam that there is a process if a person wants to now be believed. So he has to be Makabel in front of three Chaverim, Birabim, and there has to be a process. They have to see that he's doing this consistently and in public. And only then is he believed. Ves Shu Moicher. And also what he sells. The Rav explains this when he sells his own fruits, he has to Meiser those. And then what he buys. Now, obviously, we just said that he has to meiser what he eats. So this means what he buys in order to sell. And also, if he buys to sell, meaning he does business, he has to take off meisters. Now, by the way, I just want to point out, every time I mention that he has to take off meisters on Demai, just bringing up that we said in the introduction that according to the Tosfos Yontif, the Rav's Shita throughout this Masechta is that we do not have to actually take off meisters on Demai. We have to take off Trumas meisters and Meiser Sheni. But you will find there's sometimes where the Mishnayos say Maestris, and the Tosfos Yontif actually says over there, I saw, that it's actually referring to Truma, and sometimes Truma is called, when we say Maestris, it's also including Truma. But actual Maeser, we can leave it as Tevel for Maeser, like we said, because that's only a Lav that does not have a Chiv Misa, and we can rely on Rov regarding that. Just bringing that up again here. Ve'enu Miserech Etzel Am Haaretz, in order that he doesn't lose his Nemanus, he shouldn't go and be a guest by an Am Haaretz. Even if he went to an Am Haaretz, he still believed. If he's not believed on himself, meaning, the way the Rav explains, he's not believed because he went and he ate from something that wasn't prepared properly when he was in Oireach by an Am Haaretz. So it sounds like, according to the Rav, that what the Chum were saying to Yehuda when they said, Al Atzmo Eino Neman, meaning he wasn't believed because he lost his credibility when he went there, and it sounds like he ate something that he wasn't allowed to eat. And the Yehuda said back to them that he did not lose his Nemanus. So, Bepashtus, that's what it sounds like, he actually went and he ate something that he shouldn't have, because he accepted upon himself to take off Meiser. So maybe one can say, I didn't see anybody say this in the Rav, but that the difference is that, according to Yehuda, he was Mekabel on himself to take off Meisers when there was Vadai. Other Amaratzim, there's a Miyat of them that don't take off Meisers even when it's Vadai. They're only careful about Truma, like we said. But this person accepted upon himself to take off Meisers. Maybe it's Dafka in a case where he knows it's Vadai Tevel. Masha Ein Kain, a case where he's eating from another Am Haaretz, so maybe he's relying on another Am Haaretz, because Rov Am Haaretz Am Asim, so he's relying on them, and therefore, according to Yehuda, he doesn't lose his Nemanus. Maybe we can say that. However, the way the Rambam learns this, and it actually works out well with the words of the Mishnayos, Al Atzmo Eino Nemon, which means, since he's not believed by saying when he went to this Am Haaretz's house that he did not eat from the food of the Am Haaretz, why is that? Because like the Rambam says, he's Noigeya Bedover, because he's got skin in the game, he wants to prove that he's still Neman, so his words become meaningless. In other words, he put himself in a situation that he's not believed, because he's Noigeya Bedover, and once his words are not believed, Gabi Neimanus, because he was in such a situation, his words then aren't believed even when he's somewhere else. Like when we want to eat his fruits, his words aren't believed. Now why not? Why is he not believed when he says he didn't eat from the Am Haaretz? Lamaisa, he could just take off Maestris while he's by the Am Haaretz. So the Mishnah Rishon explains he'd be too embarrassed to be sitting by his friend Am Haaretz. They were both Am Haaretz 2 months ago, whatever, and now he's eating by him, and now he starts taking off Maestris. He's such a frum guy, he takes off Maestris in front of him. We're afraid he's not going to do that, and we assume he doesn't do that. And the Mishnah Rishon says, according to Behuda, that Mistama, he was Mafrish Maestris when he was by his friend too, and he shouldn't lose his Nemanus.